This is Jim Cornette, pro wrestling genius, podcasting legend, international man of mystery, and all-around friend of furry woodland creatures, and I'm sending a special shout-out courtesy of this video message called a cameo to the folks at the Three-Wheeled Bicycle Podcast. I've never ridden a three-wheeled bicycle. I can only imagine it might take some dexterity to do so, but nevertheless, a young lady named Jessica told me that the Three-Wheel Bicycle Podcast is probably one of the greatest things she's ever listened to. It's just two dudes talking about random shit in Casper, Wyoming.
I don't fit in society, and I am incompetent. I'm definitely incompetent.
No, that's not what I said.
Well, I say that. No, there's nothing wrong with being incompetent, because you don't have to do as much. if you're competent, then you got a lot to do, see?
Hey, Dad.
Huh?
Did you order some kegs of beer?
No.
Well, there's a fella in a beer truck out on the street that says you did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just a sec.
Have you any idea how successful censorship is on TV? Don't know the answer? Successful, isn't it? Have you any...
That's right. Welcome to another wonderful episode of the Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie V. Rolling solo on this one. Well, maybe not solo. Later on in the show, we're going to have Mabry on. We're going to give the Grinch a phone call. We'll see if that number works. Also on the show, we have a little clip from last week at B Diesel's. The party that Two Bulls was putting on. We have a clip from the one and only Don Haynes on his set. Get ready. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another insane, maybe not insane, but very informative episode of that Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast coming out of Casper, Wyoming. Like I said in the intro there, rolling solo on this episode. Hopefully everybody had an amazing Thanksgiving with their friends and family. Speaking of Thanksgiving, I made a Facebook reel. If you're on our Facebook page, if you scroll down into the show notes, you can click on the link there, and it will take you right to the Facebook page, all the other wonderful platforms. But I asked a question, and it was, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dish? And shout out to the Middle of the Road Podcast. They commented and said, stuffing or green bean casserole. Ooh. I'm going to have to say I'm a fan of both. I do like the mashed potatoes and gravy. We had a pretty amazing Thanksgiving over here. Joshin was here. Jake was here and his new baby. Jessica's mom was here. We had a good old time. It started snowing, which was kind of a bummer. The wind was blowing, but that's one thing to expect here in the wonderful Casper, Wyoming. this morning I had to bust out the old electric snow blower, trying to get a little Elon Musk-like here. The only thing, I don't really think that snowblower is built for the snow here in Wyoming. We didn't really get a lot, thank God. So I still got to go to the burger shop later today. Serve up those wonderful juicy burgers and chicken sandwiches. Shout out to Little Shop of Burgers. Also, Trailer Park Baker. And then we got Two Bulls Tattoo, of course. And also B Diesels. We got to give a shout out to Little Molden Bucks. another shout out I wanted to give to was obviously 10 for 10, as usual. Just love them guys. They were on Middle of the Road podcast last week or this week, I guess, whenever you're listening to it. Good morning, good evening, wherever you are, as Art Bell would say. but yeah, the episode was pretty funny because I was out in the garage and just cleaning up, and then all of a sudden, like, I heard my name and stuff, and it was pretty funny. But anywho, Active Life Light Photo. These are coming off my tongue. If you're looking for one-of-a-kind artwork, head on over to Vanderheiden Design on Facebook, Instagram. I'm on the TikTok, too. I'm going to be doing some sales all the way up to, well, the end of the year. Because, you know, get some of that artwork that I've had stored away. Get it on sale on your walls. Speaking of on the walls, I finally got our Oil City News, their best Reader's Choice 2023 certificate. We got number 3 in broadcast personality. I painted a little thing on there, put the certificate on there. I guess if you're following us on Facebook, you will have seen that. But yeah, truly support everybody, or truly, see, there you go again. Truly appreciate everybody's support voting for us on there. Another thing I wanted to say, thank you for interacting, Craig, the last episode. I'd like to ask a question, and the question was, when is the best time for you to listen to the show? And he said midnight Pacific time. So thank you so much for your interaction there, Craig. Also, I believe you can leave us a voicemail or something like that. Please do. Love to play this stuff on the show. Yeah. But hopefully everybody's week has been going good wherever you are. I do have a bunch of other stuff, but I'm going to get into it, later on when Mabry's here, because there is some, kind of some funny stuff, I guess. The episode art, for this week's episode, it's called the, so I work up on the mountain doing this traffic control stuff, and you see, wildlife every now and again. Not that much, but there has been this one particular bird that keeps coming over there, and it is called a stellar jay. So I had to look it up, and it says it brings hope in despair and will in the will to live. So that's pretty cool. It always, you know, kind of flies around up there. I got the best picture I could possibly get. Another thing that was pretty cool, the other day when we were sitting there, shout out to Consuela, for, because it was a little, it gets cold sometimes, so, anyway, we saw a fox, which was pretty cool. It just all of a sudden popped up out of nowhere, came across the gravel road there, and it had a mouse, which was pretty cool. She got a really cool video of it, like, pouncing on something, too. But anyway, so I had to look it up, you know, because I like to be, you know, just learn stuff every now and again. That's what we hope that with all of you listeners that you get out of the show. You laugh and, you know, you learn something, because, you know, this podcast is really not about bicycles whatsoever. It's like an oxymoron, nonetheless. But we're coming at you with them laughs and some knowledge. So anyway, if you see a fox, it's a symbol of good luck. So that's pretty cool. And according to, we're going to get into some United Kingdom stuff here after a bit, because they're number two on the listener from different country. From different country. I don't even know if that's, anyway. So if you see a fox on your wedding day in the United Kingdom, it brings long and loving marriage. So that's pretty cool. So this little bit of, I guess it would have been a couple days ago, but in 1987, I don't know if some of you recognized the one voice in the very beginning of the intro there, but Max Headroom is who that was. And back in November 22nd, 1987, there was a broadcast that was interrupted. The WGN Sports newscaster, the broadcast was interrupted with what appeared to be Max Headroom. If you would ask me, it's not even. But they have yet to figure out who interrupted that broadcast, which was, holy moly, how many years ago, right? But yeah, that was, they couldn't really make out what he was saying during that. And then there was another, it was a public broadcast station. I can't remember exactly where it was out of, but when they interrupted that program, he had a Pepsi can, and he, like, threw it. And this was right around the time Max Headroom was actually doing the rolling around with Coke, the Coke product. He was doing stuff with Coke. But, yeah, threw a Pepsi can. And then all of a sudden it was very strange because he was getting spanked, bare bottom and all. But yeah, that was something I thought that was very interesting. I'd always been a fan of Max Headroom. I guess right around this time period, I was only like 3 years old when that shit happened. And to be honest with you, I don't even know if we got WGN at that time or if we even had cable. I'm sure we probably did, but living in the single wide trailer. but yeah, so Max Headroom, even though it wasn't Max Headroom, but let's see here. What else do I have on the agenda? Here's a cool little recipe for you. If you want to end up in jail, I guess, possibly with some assault charges, just go ahead and take a Fort Loco and use that as water instead of actual water for your ramen noodles if you're tired of turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and all that good stuff. Hopefully I'm not making you guys too hungry. Maybe if you are hungry, maybe you, well, you can still listen to us while you're munching down. The PlayStation 2 was released 28 years ago. Holy moly. I was never much of a PlayStation guy. I did have, the PS1, which was, pretty cool when it came out, but, yeah. Let's see, what else do I have on here that I thought was pretty funny? Deion Sanders, believed Mount Rushmore was in California and not in South Dakota. speaking of South Dakota, when one of the, I don't know, probably one of the most iconic movies, Son-in-Law, you know, it was over Thanksgiving. Actually watched that last night. That movie was not actually filmed in South Dakota, which kind of chapped my ass, so to speak, being that that's where my old stomping grounds is. But yeah, it was filmed in California. But if you haven't seen it, highly recommend it. It has Pauly Shore in it, Tiffany Amber Thiessen, which I'm still waiting for your phone call. what else do I have here? Ooh, So, another thing I guess I could get into real quick. So, I got to ask a question, and this is going to be the question that you can interact. Well, you can interact any way you want, even if it's, you just have to go down into them show notes and click the link and all that good stuff. But my question for this week is, what was your first job? What did you do? And how old were you, I guess? Let us know. I was trying to think of it, and I would say the Pizza Ranch would probably be my, very first, quote-unquote, legit job. I believe I was, 15 years old, and I think I was making $7 an hour, I think it was. I don't know if that would be, my first job, being that, I'd mow and shovel snow and shit with the old man, and just get cash on the side. Little side hustle, as they say. Let us know what your first job was. I'll ask Joshin on our next show what his was. For some reason, I want to say he said it one time, and I think it was Burger King, but we'll find out later. But I think that's pretty much, because the rest of the stuff that I have on here would be pretty funny for Mabry. Good questions that I got for her. And I'm sure we'll ask her about her first gymnastics meet. Ask her how she was feeling about that. But yeah. Ooh, one other thing, I guess. Wait, no, I'll ask Mabry about that. That'd be a good Mabry question. So what I'm going to get into next, I guess, the next little portion of the show, is going to be the one and only Don Haynes. And this was recorded via live stream on our Facebook page last weekend when we were down at B. Diesel's bar. And Tubals had his little tattoo party. Shout out to Gunner and Thomas. They were slanging that ink, so to speak. But yeah, anywho, the one and only Don Haynes. I'm just going to shut up. And then later in the episode, we're going to have Miss Mabry on. Are you looking for a gift to give somebody, a one-of-a-kind one? Want somebody no one else has? Well, you come to the right spot. Vanderhagen Design Spray Paint Art. Get you hooked up. Be sure to check the Facebook page. Or the TikTok, the Instagram, VanderHeiden Design Spray Paint Art. Also, accepting commissions starting at $100. Unfortunately, you gotta pay for shipping, but you can talk to anyone that's already purchased something. You get something else with it. Click that link down below. Vanderhagen Design Spray Paint Art.
I guess. I don't know. God. So tattoos, let's move on. Tattoos. We're all here for tattoos, right? Everybody here has a tattoo? Is there anybody here who doesn't have a tattoo?
Yeah!
None? None? All right, well. I don't know. I have a few tattoos, as you'll see here, towards the end of my bed. But having a lot of tattoos, I think, is as close as I can get to being a pregnant woman. Because apparently, when you're a pregnant woman, there is a time during your pregnancy, usually towards the end, Or it's perfectly okay for a stranger to walk up to your stomach and go, what is the baby do? And when you have a lot of tattoos, people will just come up and grab your arm. Who does your work? And you just look at him. Like, that's attached. You know? Get your fucking filthy Dick Skinners off me. I don't know where you've been. The grocery store. You know who likes tattoos, though, even though I had to shoo them out of here? Little kids. Little kids like tattoos with the colors and stuff. You know who doesn't like tattoos? Old white women at the pool. I was at the pool this last summer with my kids in a pair of swim trunks and flying my colors, so to speak. And I got out of the pool to go pee like you're supposed to. And I was walking to the bathroom and I saw her. We locked eyes. Saw it. I'd seen it coming. I'm walking and she comes shuffling up and she stops and drills me right in the eyes and goes, you know, you're what's wrong with this country. Right? But it had been a long weekend already, so I was kind of like, what'd you hear? But she started going off that tattoos are a desecration of my body and I'm going to hell and I'm going to burn. Just all, you know, and just letting her get it out of her system. So about 2 minutes go by, and this guy in his mid-hundreds comes fucking shoveling up next to her and stops right as she goes, well, I guess I just don't know why anybody would do that to themselves. And I looked at her right in the eyes and said, you know what, lady? I'm going to ask your husband the same question. And then I went pee. True story.
That's funny. Got gone.
Hear me?
All right, we're back. That was Don Haynes. Poor Don. That's what he likes to go by. Anyway, we got a couple more shout-outs real quick. Don't forget about Forbidden Leaf. If you have one of their stickers on your vehicle and they take a picture of it, they will post it on their website for a chance to win $75. That's a pretty good deal there. What do you guys think? Also, we got to give a shout out to the one and only Kamikaze Kid. All right, before we get to our wonderful guest here, I don't know if you're new to the show. A couple of weeks ago, I went ahead and started doing like a little quote-unquote book review. I guess had a little time to actually sit around and read a little bit. Started a new book. This one is Confessions of a Mafia Contract Killer, The Iceman. It is by Philip Carlo. For some of you that do not know who the Iceman is, he is one of the men that have had multiple murders and was, you know, essentially a contract killer for the mafia. So how the story, I guess, begins, I have not read the whole entire book yet. So this is going to be kind of a ongoing little segment, I guess. But as far as I've gotten, so his mother was actually, her parents unfortunately had passed away. So she had to go to an orphanage where she was, of course, beaten, by some of the nuns. She had also, tried rebelling, but later found that really wasn't the way to go. Eventually, when she got older, she met his father at a dance, which it was like a Christian dance, I guess, and they, eloped, if that's the right word for it. But yeah, ended up, you know, having him, and had a younger brother. Well, unfortunately, they were abused. According to the book, the father would take his belt, wrap it around his hand, and repeatedly beat the children. so bad that the one case, his little brother, unfortunately, did not make it out of the beating. And his father had told the authorities, I guess, at the time, that he had fell down the stairs. And the mother covered it up as well, which is a pretty sad ordeal. Obviously, he was a very aggressive father, so to speak, I guess. But anyway, later on, Mr. Richard Kaczynski, not to be confused with Ted Kaczynski. Anyway, so what had happened? Unfortunately, his son, or his brother, I guess, you know, passed away. So he was very angry about this. Had tried running away multiple times, only to have come back. His father would always, of course, be, you know, at the local tavern with the ladies of the evening, so to speak. And of course, he would beat her as well. Richard's mother. So later on, they lived in Jersey City, and I guess at the time that was for poor people, low income, I guess you could say. they ended up moving, and when they moved to these projects. And according to the book, he was teased quite a bit because he did not have very good clothes, you know. Mind you that they were, you know, poor, I guess. He took up to stealing quite a bit for their food. So he was essentially kind of like the man of the house because his father had had taken off. so back to the whole, quote-unquote, being picked on bully type thing. He started reading a lot of true crime stories. So anyway, one night he had waited for, so there was a group of these kids that would essentially just wait for him, jump him, unfortunately. But anyway, sorry. So the one day he, if you can imagine, like inside of your closet, how there's that curtain rod, I guess, he removed that, put it inside of the sleeve of his peacoat, waited for the boy to come strolling home. He finally gets there and, you know, pretty much is like, you better get the fuck out of the way, da-da-da-da, before I whip your ass, da-da-da-da. Well, Richard pulls out that rod and essentially beats him to death. He said he did not want to do it, but, of course, the anger probably was built up. Not probably. It was, to the point where he just didn't stop. So anyway, being the thief that he was, he actually had a parking lot full of these vehicles that he would steal and just kind of stash there. So not knowing what to do, went and grabbed one of those vehicles, threw the boy in the back of the vehicle, and drove for a ways. He ended up pulling him out of the trunk, and then realized, just from reading one of his true crime novels, that the teeth, you can be, you know, identified, or the fingertips. So he had found a hammer that was inside of the trunk. Yes, this is very brutal, if you think about it, but removed the teeth, and then cut his fingertips off, and then threw him in the river, lake, whatever, and then drove off. And then that was pretty much where it started. Did not say exactly what age, but he is currently in the book where I had stopped hanging out in taverns at the age of about 16. So that was your little quote-unquote book report. Maybe not a book report, but I guess it is, talking about it. The crickets liked it. Either or, as when I go along, further along in the book, of course, I will keep you guys up to date. Just let me know. Let me know what you think about the little book report. Maybe a book that you find interesting, or that you may think that I may find interesting, and I will review it on here as well. But yeah. One more shout out we gotta give is to PRD Entertainment. And Mr. Ryan Adams is coming out with, he has a new song on Spotify, Fly Away. Definitely check it out. And once again, little reminder down below, click that link. Gonna be doing some sales all the way till the end of the year on spray paint art. I will even, if you have a painting that you would, I don't know, you have an idea, you would like to commission me to do a painting for a Christmas present, maybe a birthday, just go ahead and click that link down below, and it'll take you right to the Facebook page, and you can interact there, or you can go ahead and leave a message. So now I'm going to go upstairs and get our guest, Miss Mabry. I'm going to ask her some funny questions, and then we're going to try to call the Grinch. So stay tuned. Oh, one more thing before I forget. Because I've already, not that I forgot. It's just one of those things that kind of slips the mind sometimes. Going back to previous episodes, I wanted to thank Dwayne Watson out of Vancouver, Canada. We truly appreciated sitting around chatting with you, my man. The stories, if you guys haven't got a chance to check that out, it was last week's episode, and I tell you what, his stories, pretty amazing. It was a great time. Also, what else did, make sure you share this stuff up. You know what I mean? Help us out here. Is there one other thing? I feel like I am forgetting something. Yeah, maybe it'll come to me when I'm chit-chatting with Mabry here. All right, here we go. Are you looking for a gift to give somebody, a one-of-a-kind one? Want somebody no one else has. Well, you come to the right spot. Vanderhagen Design Spray Paint Art. Get you hooked up. Be sure to check the Facebook page or the TikTok, the Instagram. VanderHagen. DEN Design Spray Paint Art. Also, accepting commissions starting at $100. Unfortunately, you gotta pay for shipping, but you can talk to anyone that's already purchased something and and you get something else with it, click that link down below. Vanderhaden Design, spray paint art. And we are back, and we have the one and only, you hear her voice every single intro of the show, the Cheetah three-wheel bicycle. She's joining us. You want to introduce yourself?
Well, I'm Mabry.
So, how was, let us know about your very first gymnastics meet. How was that when you went to that? Were you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
Tell us a little bit about what you had to do.
So what you had to do is you had to wait a really long time until the judge saluted you. And it took, like, so long until they saluted you. And it took, like, 5 minutes for them to salute you. 5 or 15 minutes for them to salute you. So you just be standing there awkwardly for, like, 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, so when they salute you, yeah, then that means that you can go ahead and go start doing your... Yeah. I gotcha. So let these wonderful listeners know, like, what did you do on each, like, station and stuff?
So we kind of, like, really just did our routine. Our routines. There we go. And it was... Like, it was fun to, like, watch everybody go and see how they did.
Yeah. So, like, what do you have to do for your routine?
You kind of just have to do what they tell you to. Like, imagine on bars you, like, here, I'll do four because it's easier. So on four you do, like, tumbling, like cartwheels, handstands, front walkovers, back walkovers, all those stuff, and it's all mixed up in your routine, and you show the judges, and they judge what you do, so yeah.
I gotcha. Well, that's cool. And you got yourself a medal.
Yes, I got sixth place in all around.
So, all around, so that's the scores added up from each.
Yeah, so that means that I did, like, good in all of them.
Ah, well, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we congratulate you. I got some questions for you, then we're going to try to call the Grinch here.
What?
Yep, we're going to see if we can get him on the phone. We're going to go through, like I said, I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and we're going to go through some other things here. Today is National Your Welcome Giving Day, the day after Thanksgiving.
What? That's really weird, but...
Yeah, and it is also Buy Nothing Day, the day after Thanksgiving.
You buy nothing?
That's what it says. And then the funny thing is the one right after says it's Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, where obviously you buy stuff.
Yeah, but I just bought a lot of stuff a few hours ago.
Yeah.
Today.
Well, you did.
Yeah, so I don't think...
That's it, I'm calling the cops. It is also National Day of Listening. So we thank you wherever you're listening to us. If you're driving, some of you that are hauling loads, the semi, but I think that's what you would call it.
I don't know.
Hauling loads. We appreciate you. Wherever you're tuning in, we got Mabry here. Maybe you're running in the gym. Maybe you're riding your bicycle. Who knows?
But you have to watch when you're and listen when you're doing the bike, because when you're riding a bike, because it's like really fast and you can't really stop right away. It takes a long time to stop. So
yeah, that is that is correct. Let's see. So that's oh, there's another one. It's maze day, like a corn maze.
Oh, I don't think we're gonna do the corn maze this year.
Probably not. But that's okay. Here's something else that I, you want to learn something about corn?
Yeah.
So, a bushel of corn equals 2.8 gallons of ethanol. Mm-hmm. And it also is 258 six-packs of soda. Holy moly. So that's kind of cool. Here's something you might like, too, because you like the Beatles. In 1966, the Beatles began recording sessions for the album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
That's cool.
It is. Let's see what else we got here. We're going to go to our UK listeners. A little bit of news over there. This is coming off. The internet, of course, Reuters, I believe is how you say it, .com. The Brit Awards, double nominees for gender-neutral categories. They add R&B prize. So essentially what's going on is they're going to be having categories where men and women can compete against each other.
That sounds fair.
Yeah. Okay, so got a question for you, Miss Mabry. Before I get into the question, before I turn the page in my notes here, here's something else that's very interesting that I think you might think is interesting as well. Mm-hmm. So a long time ago, before they had alarm clocks, what they would do is they would take a candle and they would put nails in the side of it. So when it comes down, you know, burns the wax, then the nails would fall off and hit, it'd be like a little metal thing, and then it'd make a noise.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. See, that's one of the cool things about Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast is you always learn something. And yeah, hopefully laugh. Okay, are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, did you know that you can... Oh, I probably shouldn't tell you this, because then you're going to want it. You can buy a 40-pound bag of Lucky Charm marshmallows on the internet.
What?
Just the marshmallows. I mean, that does sound... I don't know, that might...
Be too sweet.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. Might be a little too sweet. What was that thing that you gave me earlier before I went to work?
The marshmallow, the unicorn poop marshmallow.
Yeah. You know what I think? You know when you get lint in your belly button? Mm-hmm. I think that's a unicorn poop. Okay. So would you eat a sandwich with peanut butter and just green grapes on the one side?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay, what would you do if you went to go open up a banana and there's a hot dog inside of it? Would you eat it?
No, because if they just replaced it with a hot dog, then it's probably going to be tasted like a hot dog flavored banana.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be gross.
What about if I brought home cheese hot dog yogurt?
Disgusting.
Serious? Well, but you like cheese hot dogs, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what if we just like ground up like a hot dog, like a cheese hot dog? You know what I mean? Where it's almost like a paste. Where you could like drink it.
Disgusting.
Okay. Here's a thought for you. Mm-hmm. You can drink a drink, but not food a food.
Oh, that's confusing, but go on.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it right there. That was it.
Okay.
Little thought for you. Here's something else. Did you know if you put the wrong spaghetti sauce on your spaghetti, you can throw the spaghetti inside the wash machine and it will wash the spaghetti sauce off the noodles.
What?
Would you eat it afterwards?
No.
How come?
Because it's going to be like watered down with spaghetti.
Yeah. Gross. Would you enter a mayo, like mayonnaise, eating competition?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Just eat mayo?
Yeah.
I can see you doing that.
I just put bread in my mouth and then put a bunch of mayo in my mouth. And I was like, there you go, mayo sandwich, but in my mouth.
So you like just mayo sandwiches?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just put bread in my mouth and then I put some mayo in my mouth.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's pretty interesting. Do you... That was the only questions I had for you.
Okay.
Oh, I guess here was another thing that happened the other day. D.B. Cooper, the man known for essentially robbing a bunch of money, hopped on a plane, jumped out of the plane, and mysteriously disappeared. They have no idea where he is, who he is, or where the money is.
Well, that's very...
Very strange, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay. Should we try and call the Grinch here?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try and give him a call. I don't know if this is going to work.
Maybe. Hopefully. Hopefully.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. All right. Let's give him a call here.
Thank you for calling the office of Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. We value hearing from you. To listen to this menu in English, please stay on the line.
Okay, this is not the Grinch.
Presione cinco. If you would like to voice your opinion, share feedback, or pass along a personal story.
Okay, so...
That was very...
That was very weird. It was... I guess I get the joke now. From the meme, pretty stupid. I think that's probably about the only, about as far as the political shit goes on.
We want to call the real Grinch.
Yeah, let's see here. The Grinch phone number. Let's see here. The Grinch phone number. Yeah, I was kind of bummed. I was kind of excited because I figured,
maybe we could
call. Here we go. Here we go. Let's try this.
This is a story about a great Christmas story. And like any great Christmas story, the story
maybe
takes me back to the happiest
real.
Days of my childhood.
Just
makes
wait.
Me think about my family, and it reminds me of the most important things of the season.
giving this guy too much play on the show.
By J.R.R. Tolkien. See, for my family, listening to that book is one of our holiday traditions.
Okay, that is not the Grinch.
Let's try again.
Okay, let's look at another one here. The Grinch phone number. Okay, so that's the one I tried, but it was Nancy Pelosi's number, apparently.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find the Grinch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Let's see. We'll try this one.
Let's see
what it says here.
Cross your fingers.
My fingers. Nope, no phone number on this one.
Okay, maybe.
Yep, it keeps bringing up that one stupid thing.
Yeah.
Which is very annoying.
Yes, because we want the Grinch.
The Grinch phone number for a bad kid. There's this one. Gather the family, hook your phone up to a speaker, and listen to a classic story. We don't want to listen to it. Yeah, we've already done these ones.
Maybe we could call someone else.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like who?
Cindy Lou Who.
Cindy Lou Who? Who's Cindy Lou Who?
It's from The Grinch. I'm having hopes up for this one.
Okay, we'll look here. I'm Googling it. Oh.
Cindy Lou Who.
How to search and find. Ooh. What if this is not the. What if it's like someone's real number, dude?
Then we'll just hang up.
How to search Cindy Lou Who. Yeah.
Maybe search Cindy Lou Who's number from The Grinch.
From
The Grinch.
That was really loud.
Grinch.
Okay, just brings up that same crap, dude.
Who else could we call? We could call the Ghostbusters.
Okay, Ghostbusters phone number.
Hopefully they pick up. And
then what are you going to say?
We could say, we could ask them questions.
Okay, let's see here. Let's see here. Is there a current number for the Ghostbusters?
It says in the call, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
What do the Ghostbusters even do?
I never watched the movie.
What?
No. I watched Casper the Ghost, though.
New York, New York.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
They hanged up. They're not answering.
Well, that's really a bummer.
We could call. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. We could call.
Okay, let's see here.
I really hope whoever we're gonna call. Let's see if the Ghostbusters will.
Okay, we're gonna try this.
Who is it?
Just Googled the funny phone numbers.
that does not sound. Hello? Hello, hello.
Weird.
Maybe.
Okay.
What about Edward Scissorhands?
I don't know if he has a phone number.
But.
Do you want me to Google it?
Yeah.
Will that make you feel better?
Edward Scissorhands.
Let's try this one quick, and then we'll try Edward, okay?
Edward. I just looked at your...
Thank you for calling the Retro Fitness Support Center. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. If you are a Retro Fitness Gym member, and you have any questions about your membership...
That's a negative. But it did remind me of something. Shout out to Jed Coburnus at Tata's Gym, Minnesota. He was on the show a while back, and... it was pretty amazing. We appreciate you. Hopefully all is well. Okay, I'm going to Google it.
I just looked at your Fungo Pops, and I saw Edward Scissorhands, so I was like, why not?
Yeah, good call. Good call.
Didn't this lady in the movie help Edward Scissorhands, like, learn how to do stuff? She might have... They might have not put it in the movie, but she might have taught them how to, like, get a phone number.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Well.
What about? What is his name? What's that guy from Sims?
Krusty?
Yeah, we could dial his phone number.
Okay, let's Google it once. Here's what I want you to tell me. What was your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
The mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I think I know what I'm going to say, too.
Ooh, we got Wrinkles the Clown. Do you want to call him?
Oh, no, no, no.
Should we see what happens?
No.
Okay.
No. N-O.
It's not really telling me.
What about that?
Let's see here what happens.
I'm not giving up. I'm not. I am not giving up.
Sure what the hell's going on here. It's kind of being a pain in the rear.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Oh, there we go. Thank you for the music.
Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle. I don't know the rest of the song. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Up a weather's oh so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Star. So.
Yep. So unfortunately, it is... It's not coming up.
Okay. What about,
you got a funny joke? Tell us a funny joke.
I don't have a funny joke.
Whatever, dude. You say them all the time, them knee slappers.
this one's not funny, but, if you guys think that this is funny... Thank you, because I don't think this is funny. But why do people with broken legs and arms, why do they why do they always rest?
Mm.
Because they need to take a break. Yeah, that was lame. That was really lame. But,
Well, let's see what we got here. Careful, that's gonna hurt somebody's ear. Okay, let's see. Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hello, hola, yaate. You called Saul. You
reached
the offices of Saul Goodman and Associates, your one-stop shop for all things law. If they've accused you of breaking bad, better call Saul.
Can I give you a question?
If you're currently under arrest or in custody, follow my three patented rules. One, keep your mouth shut. Two, keep your mouth shut. Three, don't make eye contact with anyone in a holding cell, unless you're looking to make a love connection. Visit my website for more free advice.
That was
very interesting.
That was our lawyer.
So
that was our lawyer.
What about we do Beetlejuice? Beetlejuice.
Here, we'll try this one.
Okay.
We're gonna give one more call.
Practicing self-care, and I do not mind sharing my tips with you. Number one, get some healthy exercise, like sit-ups.
Who is
and
this?
Sit-ups,
it
you
sounds
burn
like
the
Mickey
nuts.
Mouse.
Sit down.
Excuse me.
It's Grover.
Monster.
Oh, it sounds
but
like
anyway,
Mickey Mouse.
Take good care of yourself inside
Excuse
and
me.
Out.
Oh, heck yeah.
Can you, like,
Hey,
tell
you,
me?
KPCC listeners, Oscar the Grouch here to tell you to stay home. I know, you wish you could go out. You know what I like to do, though? Stay home.
That's right, because it's too cold.
Yeah, and so many people have slipped.
Yep.
Yeah.
So be safe out there.
Yes.
Miss Mabry, do you have anything you want to add before we sign off?
Have a lovely, safe, and happy winter, fall, December, November, January, February, March, and April, May, June, July, and August.
Well,
September, October, November, December. Those
all days. All days, all months.
Yes.
Oh, truly appreciate you.
Yes. Peace.
I'm going to sign off. I'm moving the. There we go. We'll leave you with that. We got a little bit of time here, so we can once again thank all of you wonderful people that are tuning in from here. We're a podcast that doesn't even have anything to do with bicycles, but we're coming out of Casper, Wyoming.
And peace out.
Thank you to all the wonderful sponsors. And once again, like I said, click that link. Sorry, it was a raspy voice. Click that link down below. If you want some original, one-of-a-kind artwork. Also, in the other link, it'll lead you to the social media platforms. I am your host, Stevie V, signing off for Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. Make sure you share it with your friends.
Peace.